President Trump's plan is expected to sharply curtail the federal government's funding of infrastructure projects and calls upon states and corporations to shoulder most of the costs. But Colorado has already implemented many of these proposals.
I think the Trump administration has the opportunity to talk about things like public-private partnerships and maybe put some ideas out on the table that some states haven't thought of. The reality is that Colorado has already looked at that. And by necessity, we needed to be innovative and develop those concepts because we were stuck, literally and figuratively, on our roads. And we have pulled every rabbit out of the hat to try to think about how we add additional funding into the system so that we can keep people safe and keep people moving.
For a public-private partnership to work, a company would need to see a prospective revenue source. But you say the two interstates, I-25 and I-70, which already have private investments, are really the only roads that corporations have shown interest in the state of Colorado.
You know, one way to look at public-private partnerships is assets that also help generate revenue that can help pay for the project and incentivize also that private investment in the roadway as well. For us, the I-25 and the I-70 corridors are clearly ones that we have either done or are looking at public-private partnerships with as we move forward in the future. When it comes to rural roads, I think it's fair to say that we as a state have long underinvested in some of our transportation needs, and our rural roads are seeing the result of some of that, as well as obviously in the metro area. But concept of a public-private partnership on rural roads is probably less likely.
The state budget that was passed by legislators last month allows for government buildings in Denver to be sold and then leased back by the state to make more money. The budget also gives transportation $1.8 billion over the next 20 years. What will that pay for, and is it enough?
In that same 20-year time frame, we have $1 billion a year shortfall every year, or $20 billion worth of needs. You could either say the glass is half full, but probably more accurately, it's fair to say that the glass is about 10% full. So there are obviously critical projects that we have listed that we've worked with our local partners and others that sort of highlight some critical areas, I-25, for instance, south and north, I-70. Rural roads have some significant needs. We are in the process of establishing now how we will look at that $1.8 billion that we do have and which projects we may be able to move forward. It's a process now that will happen over the next year.
If Colorado has already exhausted the private funding avenues that the Trump administration is putting forward, what else can the state do?
Well, you know, Colorado can look to other states as examples. I think what the federal government is starting to say is states, you should look to yourselves to fund transportation. And, you know, we have a neighbor, Utah, who has done exactly that. They've raised their gas tax twice in the last 10 years. They've also added a sales tax that's dedicated to transportation funding. And you can see the results of that on their roads and their transportation system and the mobility and the ease with which they move around. Frankly, folks are paying right now, one way or the other. Either they are paying perhaps with an additional tax or additional revenue, or they are paying with their time. And I think people are seeing that more and more than they ever did. And it's finally become a point of discussion in a way that it never has in the last couple of years.
Amy Ford is a spokesperson for the Colorado Department of Transportation. During the last legislative session, a bipartisan measure that would have asked voters for a sales tax hike for transportation was killed. The question could still go before voters this fall if supporters get enough signatures to get it on the ballot. For KUNC, I'm Jackie Fortier.